135,000 people went to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway yesterday to watch the Indy 500. Because of COVID, last year's race was held with zero spectators. Here's Samantha Horton of Indiana Public Broadcasting.
The sounds of cheers from thousands of race fans returned to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Sunday as the green flag dropped. Dan Wensler attended his first Indy 500 in 1957. This year, he's with his daughter, Natalie, and both are thrilled to be back at the track.
I like getting here early in the morning, watching pulling the cars out, and putting them on the track, and I get cold chills when I even talk about it.
For me, it's everything come together. It's the sport, it's family, it's everyone's having a good time, and just celebrate, obviously, the spirit of this weekend of Memorial Day, too. It's everything coming together. That's what gives me chills.
Elio Castroneves won his fourth Indy 500 race yesterday and tied three other legendary drivers for the all-time record of wins. After winning, Castroneves climbed the fence surrounding the track as fans chanted his name.
Great moment for everyone, especially after last year being so difficult with the pandemic, but very, very nice to everyone to celebrate. So I couldn't be more happier.
Also making history was Peretta Autosport. The team owner is a woman. The driver, another woman, Simona Di Silvestro. Most of the crew, they're women too. Qualifying was a big deal for the rookie team. But on race day, they fell short, finishing 31st out of 33 cars.
You saw today was a tough day, but then we just dust ourselves off and we go to the next race. And that's really the best, you know, the best takeaway that everybody should, you know, kind of take from this, boy or girl.
Kelly Tingle watched the race at home with her young daughter, Elena. The Preda team made it easy for the mother and daughter to talk about diversity and opportunities.
This is just about more than motorsports. It's about the next generation hopefully being more equal than the current representation that we have in business and motorsports.
Next year, Tingle says they plan to be at the race and cheer on Peretta Autosport. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Horton.